Joe Mantiply takes over. As we go to the bottom of the seventh inning, it is the Diamondbacks, having scored seven unanswered, leading the game 15-8. Mantiply, veteran lefty Isaac Collins, pinch hits for Jake Bauer. Swings at the first pitch, lifts one into the air and a right. Play for the new right fielder Christian Robinson. Looking up into the dark sky, he makes the catch. Isaac Collins has had a very nice spring and still in the conversation to break camp with the big club, but he flies out on the very first pitch he sees. It's going to bring up Oliver Dunn, who's gone the whole way at third. And Mantiply delivers strike one.
This game has everything. A lot of hits. We had a guy leave in the middle of an at-bat at the shortstop position, remove himself from the game.
It's now 0-2 on Oliver Dunn. Do you ever see the old SNL sketch Stefan on Weekend Update?
Yeah.
This game has everything. That's what
that
I was
thinking of. Bill Hader?
It is.
Right?
Yep.
Did that character?
The 0-2. Dunn takes Mantiply's breaking ball inside, 1-2.
It really does. It has everything.
I like that you pulled a Stefan.
Unintentionally, but yeah.
Oliver Dunn waits on the 1-2 from Mantiply. Squibbed foul to the backstop. Seventh inning stretch. Sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. The Island Resort and Casino, the premier resort destination in the Midwest. Plan your visit today at IslandResortAndCasino.com. Dunn has gone 1-for-3, an infield hit to the pitcher. The 1-2 again. Breaking ball low from Mantiply. This guy's been a good one for several years for the Diamondbacks in their bullpen. Joe Mantiply, he follows Ryan Thompson. And Thompson, the side armor, two scoreless innings tonight. Isn't that a feat? 2-2 to Dunn, swing and a miss. Nasty changeup, lefty on lefty. He struck him out. Two down, and that's going to bring up Tyler Black. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
Pitch to Tyler Black is down and in, along with Lane Grindle and producer engineer Ken Sommerfeld. Josh Maurer with you in a game that has everything. 15-8 Diamondbacks, bottom seven. Mantiply has retired the first two he's faced. Black has gone 0-for-2 with a walk. He'll take a strike, and it's 1-1. And here's what we mean by this game has everything. 23 runs, 31 hits. Diamondbacks have three errors. Freddy Peralta gave up 10 runs. Corbin Burns, 8. Ground ball foul up the first baseline. It's 1-2. We came on the air and we said, what a great pitching matchup tonight. And it was. You watch two of the best in the National League, but the offenses just got the better of them. The Brewers have hit the ball very, very well. 1-2 to Black. Down and away. Breaking ball from Mantiply, 2-2. All the starters out of the game for Arizona. Mantiply with a 2-2 pitch. Black swings, grounds it hard and fair past the diving first baseman McLaughlin into the right field corner. Over to dig it out is Christian Robinson, and Tyler Black. Very impressive double against a left-handed pitcher like Joe Mantiply. That was the 14th hit of the game for the Brewers. Caleb Durbin will bat for a fifth time. Every time a double's hit in the regular season, $75 will be donated to the MAC Fund by West Bend the Silver Lining. So here's Durbin, 2-for-4. Caleb takes down and in from Mantiply. Caleb has a bunt hit, an RBI double, two steals earlier in the game against Corbin Burns. His bid to make the opening day roster continues to get stronger, you'd think. Breaking ball down and in from Mantiply, 2-0. And All-day baseball for the final 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 2-0 pitch, Durbin took inside. It's 3-0. We've got the coverage for the game against the Athletics tomorrow afternoon. Jeff and Lane have the call from Ho-Ho Cam as Jose Quintana gets the start. That'll be an important one to watch for the Brewers. 3-0 pitch, Durbin taking. It's inside, ball four. He is aboard for the third time. And after Mantiply retired the first two, it's a double and then a walk. Brought to you by Orthopedic Associates. Walk right in. We're going to have a pinch hitter here for Jackson Churio. Brewer Hicklin is going to come to the plate.
Got Jeffrey Springs on the mound for the A's. Didn't we see him start when the Brewers were over there earlier this year?
You and I did.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that feels like a while ago that we did that game.
2 weeks ago.
That's how it goes in spring training, right?
Feels like spring training of 2023, 2 years ago. Nope, 2 weeks ago. Every day feels very similar down here. The weather's usually pretty similar day in, day out. Your schedule's pretty similar. It's kind of nice to have a night game like tonight because it just breaks that up a little bit.
After ball one to the pinch hitter, Brewer Hicklin, there was a mound visit from the new catcher. Aramis Garcia stayed in there. 1-0 pitch to Hicklin is high, and it's 2-0. Trying to figure out what they're chanting.
Ball seven. It's the seventh straight pitch out of the zone.
Thank you. But that was only the sixth. They're trying to get ahead. 2-0 pitch. Ball seven.
I think they're predicting the next one, right? They're trying to tell him the next one is, yeah.
Well, if they do, he'll load the bases. If he obliges to their prediction, that is. Mantiply's 3-0 to Hicklin. Strike. Top of the zone. Ruined it.
Didn't have to be Brian Walsh. Oh, it was a strike.
At borderline high.
It was a strike. It was on the edge, but it was a strike.
3-1 on the pinch hitter. Brewer Hicklin waits. 2-on, 2-out. 15-8 game. He swings and fouls one back over the screen and off to our right. Full count. Brewers have won their last five home games prior to tonight. Played well here in their spring training home. 3-2 pitch. Runners go, and it's low and in ball four on a changeup from Joe Mantiply. The pinch hitter Brewer Hicklin walks, and the bases are loaded. In this game tonight, Lane, every time you think you might see an easy inning.
Yeah, the first two retired, and this game has its own ideas right now. And you know what? That's fine. Who doesn't love being at the ballpark with the smells?
Yep. And Darian Miller will pinch hit for William Contreras. This is an interesting move that I think Pat Murphy is going to get second-guessed about, pinch hitting for Contreras.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
I almost got through that without laughing. Contreras went 4-for-4. Miller behind 0-1, squibs a foul.
Yeah, you know, we really like Miller's matchup with Mantiply there. Yeah, granted, he's a left-handed hitter, and Contreras hits lefties really well, and Mantiply side-arming lefty, but there's some stuff in the data that told us this was Miller's guy.
That sounded just like the postgame.
Yeah.
0-2 now. Darian Miller getting a chance. 15-8, the Diamondbacks. Base is loaded. Mantiply's 0-2. He took it down and away.
I would love to hear one of our writers. You know, hey, that at bat in the seventh inning, you went from a righty against a lefty in Mantiply to a lefty with no major league experience in Darian Miller. What was going through your mind? It was time for William to be done.
Pitch is high. It's 2-2. Darian is battling. Darian Miller, former ninth-round pick by the Brewers. He's just turned 24 years old. 2-2 pitch. Inside, almost hit him from 0-2. He's worked a full count. And every runner is going to get a head start here. Darian was the catcher at Biloxi, AA last season. 3-on, 2-out. They all go. 3-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up. Foul side of third. playable. Who wants it? It's the catcher, Garcia, and he drops it in foul territory, trying to make a basket-style catch. And still life for Darian Miller. Aramis Garcia just into the game this inning, and he drops a foul pop-up. They'll give him an error. Okay. Everybody goes back. At third, Black. At second, Durbin. At first, Brewer Hicklin. 3-2. The pitch. Fastball outside. He walked him. And it's 15-9 as Darian Miller, pinch hitting for William Contreras, gets a bases loaded walk. That'll be an unearned run because of that dropped pop-up error. Mansupply has walked three in a row. See, Murph knew exactly what he was doing, Lane. Here comes Torey Lovello. It's going to be it for Mansupply. You have a pinch hitter here. Reese Hoskins, the starting DH today for the Brewers, was still occupying the cleanup spot. But it's going to be Tyler Rodriguez pinch hitting for him as the pitching change is made. U.S. Cellular, call to the bullpen. When the game is on, don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 15-9 Diamondbacks, bottom seven on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Hey, ready to sweeten your game? It's time for Quick Trip's Nature's Touch ice cream. Ooh, making moves like the starting lineup of a championship team. Whether you're gearing up for the big game, celebrating a win, or just looking for a sweet break in the action. Chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and more. Yeah, there's no such thing as a bad pick. So why wait? Flavor doesn't scoop itself. Get your hands on your winning Nature's Touch ice cream flavor today. Only at Quick Trip.
Hi, friends. Are you a retiree like myself and have some spare time and wanting to meet new people? I drive school bus for Cobuson Buses. I enjoy seeing many smiling faces, and I still have time for the activities I enjoy. Cobuson Buses offers a flexible schedule, and it's a well-paid part-time job. It's the perfect balance of work and play. Come join me, make a difference in your community. Visit Cobuson.com for more information and to find a Cobuson terminal near you.
Jake Rice is going to come in and pitch. It's another left-hander for the Diamondbacks after Joe Mansupply unable to get the final out in this bottom of the seventh inning. Bases still loaded. Pinch hitter Tyler Rodriguez greets Rice. First pitch, swing and a miss at a slider. We haven't seen a lot of Tyler Rodriguez in these big league spring training games, coming over from the minor league side for the Brewers. He's 1-for-1. Pinch hit double the other day. The one pitch, swing and a miss. Fooled him with a breaking ball. It's nothing in two. From lefty Jake Rice, Mansupply goes 2/3 of an inning. Walked the last three batters he faced. The pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Rodriguez down on three pitches, and Jake Rice extinguishes the flame. Brewers strand three. We're going to the eighth inning, 15-9 Arizona on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Now's the time to plan your total experience getaway to the Island Resort and Casino. With over 450 hotel rooms and a luxurious spa, relax in style before diving into nonstop casino action. Watch your favorite teams on the big screens and enjoy great food and drinks at T-Mex Sports Bar, or savor top-tier dining at Horizon Steakhouse. Then amp up your night with live music and comedy. Head to where the big game, big wins, and big fun come together. The Island Resort and Casino.
At Prevea Orthopedics and HSHS Hospitals, we understand all the ways you move. From the ways you love to move, to the ways you need to move and the ways you want to move. Movement looks different for everyone. That's why we specialize in you, providing the expert care you need for all the ways you move. To schedule an appointment, visit purveya.com/ortho.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
We'll take some more of that.
Smollett. Swing a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Eighth inning time. Grant Anderson remains on the mound for the Brewers, who trail the Diamondbacks 15-9 on tonight's edition of Brewers After Dark. Here is Lane Grindle back for your play-by-play.
All right. Thank you, Josh. Christian Robinson leads off for the Diamondbacks and takes outside for a ball as Grant Anderson is still on the mound for the Brewers. Some other changes for the crew, though, that we'll catch you up on. The 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss at the curveball off the plate. It's 1-1. Darian Miller is now doing the catching. He stays in the game after pinch hitting for Contreras. Also staying in the game is Collins in left, Brewer Hicklin in right field. 1-1, swing and a miss at the slider off the plate, and it's 1-2 on Christian Robinson. Felipe DeTurri is now the second baseman and quickly becoming my favorite name of spring training for the Brewers. Xavier Warren is now the third baseman, and that catches you up. Tyler Black still in the game, so is Garrett Mitchell. 1-2 and a called third strike. Dropped a curveball in there on Robinson. He knew it. And Anderson with a ortho ASAP strikeout. There's one away, and Valdez will be the hitter for Arizona. Well, today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council and the over 900 signatory contractor partners who are building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. Pitch to Jesus Valdez in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. That's L-I-U-N-A, Wisconsin.org, and feel the power. Anderson, always out of the stretch, brings home the 0-1, and that curveball dropped in there for a strike. It's 0-2. I like how Anderson's working quickly and throwing strikes. He's coming right after these Diamondbacks minor leaguers who are finishing up this game for Arizona here tonight. Anderson looking in. And the 0-2 pitch. And a fastball just missed upstairs. It is one ball, two strikes here on Valdez. Back to the top of the order, and Torin, who is in the on-deck circle for Arizona, to follow Valdez. One out, nobody on here in the top of the eighth. And the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, a frisbee slider. And that has been lethal on these right-handed hitters so far for Anderson. Another ortho ASAP strikeout, two down. And now here's Torin. Well, it was a great night for a Shandy tonight. And I got to thank those Leinenkugel's sheds in left field and right field. Had a lot of folks out of that 9,597 lined up to get a summer Shandy here tonight. First pitch is right through there for a strike on Torin. It's 0-1. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, a refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's, flavor the moment. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Missed down and away, and it's 1-1. Anderson kicks the leg, brings home the pitch, and that slider caught the low outside corner on Torin, and it's 1-2. It is a really good breaking ball from Anderson. It is, like I said, it's kind of a frisbee look. It'll start on the inside part of the plate. It'll end up all the way off the plate by the time it's finished. 1-2. There's a fastball that missed outside at 92, and the count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, you hear us broadcast over the course of the year, and we talk about a slider or a curveball or a breaking ball, or somebody has a sweeper or a changeup, all those different pitches, but that doesn't mean they're the same. They're called the same thing. 2-2 misses down and away. And the count is full now, 3 balls and 2 strikes, but not every slider is the exact same thing. They all move a little different. Guys throw them differently, grip them a little differently. There's always tweaks and variations. It's whatever feels right for that pitcher. 3-2 pitch. And he missed off the plate with a curveball. And they appeal to first, and he did not go. So a 2-out walk here to Torin. Got ahead of him, then ended up losing him. And so here's Slade Caldwell now to hit with 1 on and 2 away in the top of the 8th.
Brewers have had a lot of success identifying pitchers like Grant Anderson who have not been able to stick in the big leagues with other clubs, but they can figure out something that really works generally.
First offering to Caldwell misses outside. It's 1-0. And I think you have this tendency to think when an organization has the reputation that the Brewers do of taking pitchers and making them better and getting more out of them. As Anderson brings home the 1-0 pitch and the breaking ball missed outside, it's 2-0, that they find something in their mechanics, you know, something that makes them throw a little harder or something that makes them spin that breaking ball a little better than they were before. And sometimes that might be the case. But I think one of the big things the Brewers do a nice job of is identifying 2-0 pitch, missed outside, it's 3-0. What pitches are working the best for that pitcher and maybe how they should sequence them and the plan of how to attack hitters. I think sometimes it's things like that. Maybe you need to throw this pitch more. Have you thought about that? 3-0 pitch is right down the middle for a strike, and it's 3-1. And look, you have to have buy-in from the pitcher. He has to believe in what you're trying to get accomplished here, and he has to feel comfortable with your suggestions. You can't mandate it, or it probably isn't going to work. 3-1 pitch, and that missed low and away. So now back-to-back walks after back-to-back strikeouts, and the Diamondbacks have first and second with 2 away here in the 8th inning.
I mentioned this when he came into pitch last inning, but he had time in the big leagues with the Texas Rangers for a couple of years. Got into almost 50 games. And everybody scouts that, the Brewers do, and they say, all right, we think this is something we can really work with.
Tried to check. He went around. Did Soler, who is now the batter. It's nothing in one. Well, a lot of times they'll acquire a guy, and maybe in that first start, you don't notice much in terms of pitch sequence and usage. A 1 is down, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. And then by maybe the third start, you start to say, well, I didn't know he threw his cutter that much. He wasn't throwing it that much with whoever he was with before. And that's just him getting acclimated to the new club and how they are seeing things and some of the recommendations they've made. 1-1 is fouled off the gear of Miller, and it's 1-2. It's kind of the unspoken part. I don't know that it's unspoken, but it's not talked about enough of the game that has allowed the lower payroll teams to maximize what they have and compete with the bigger payroll teams. They find a way to get more out of guys that are maybe not household names. Pitches down and away, and it's 2-2. They need to do that in order to be able to be successful. They have to be what you would call resourceful. Can't just cover it up by throwing a big contract at somebody else. You have to build depth, and you do it through guys like Grant Anderson. 2-2. That missed outside, and the count is full now. 3 balls and 2 strikes. He's in danger of walking his third straight batter. He doesn't want to do that. I mean, I'm assuming he doesn't. I think that's a fair thing to assume. Anderson looks in to Soler, and the 3-2 pitch. Missed down and away. He walked him, so now the bases are loaded. So after back-to-back strikeouts, now three straight walks issued, and Pat Murphy's out of the dugout, and he's going to make the call to the bullpen. That's going to be it for Grant Anderson, who's thrown 31 pitches here. And the bases are loaded. Caleb Bowman's going to come in and try to finish up this eighth inning. A 15-9 Diamondbacks lead. This is a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Now's the time to plan your total experience getaway to the Island Resort and Casino. With over 450 hotel rooms and a luxurious spa, relax in style before diving into nonstop casino action. Watch your favorite teams on the big screens and enjoy great food and drinks at Team McSee Sports Bar, or savor top-tier dining at Horizon Steakhouse. Then amp up your night with live music and comedy. Head to where the big game, big wins, and big fun come together. The Island Resort and Casino.
At Purveya, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Purveya.
At Purveya Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you. That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
A 15-9 Diamondbacks lead. A.J. Vukovich, the batter for the Diamondbacks. Caleb Bowman takes over on the mound for the Crew. Bases are loaded and two outs here in the eighth inning. Bowman's first pitch misses down and away, and it's 1-0 on Vukovich. Bowman's 1-0 pitch. That missed down and away. Two balls and no strikes. This has been a wild one tonight. 32 hits between the two teams. Missed inside, and it's 3-0. We got to count up the base runners at some point because there's been plenty of walks in this one and some errors. We got to get a total number of base runners. Josh is on it over there.
Help you out.
3-0 pitch is right down the middle for a strike, and it's 3-1. Getting a little thin in both dugouts. Most of the guys that started this game have left the ballpark and headed home. Minor leaguers to finish this one up. 3-1 pitch. Way outside, he walked him. And four straight walks by Brewers pitching has plated yet another run for the Diamondbacks. They lead it 16-9. This inning started with back-to-back strikeouts. And now four straight walks. And here's Ben McLaughlin. Ben McLaughlin did not start this game. He entered in the fourth inning. He's about to have his fourth at-bat of this contest. First pitch from Bowman is high, and it's 1-0. I mean, Brian Walsh, our home plate umpire, is going to have to ice his knees after this game. He might do that anyway, but he's going to have to really do it. 1-0 pitch. That missed low. And it's two balls and no strikes.
The fans have resorted to the wooing that makes the hair stand up on your arms and the back of your neck after all this.
2-0 pitch is a swing and a miss. Fastball at 92. At the very top of the strike zone, he gets a swinging strike against Ben McLaughlin. 2-1 the count here as Bowman looks in, has the sign. And the pitch hit in the air towards left, but playable. Isaac Collins back into his right. He's there to collect it, and the inning is over. But the Diamondbacks, after all that, do play to run, and they grow their lead. It's 16-9 Arizona as we go to the bottom of the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
At Addison Jones, we can hear the real estate market buzzing. Questions about whether it's a good time to buy, sell, or build. If you're just getting started, go online to visit AddisonJones.com. Try our new Price My Home feature. Just enter the address of your home or a home you're interested in. Match the latest technology with our friendly agent's touch. After all, there's no substitute for having a real person giving you really good real estate ideas. For the personal touch and the latest technology, choose Addison Jones. AddisonJones.com.
As a student in high school, every day starts to feel the same. If I'm not taking notes in history class, then I'm writing an essay in English. Each day falls into the same routine, but when I go to my career and technical education classes, nothing there is routine at all. There is something new each and every day, whether it's something new we're learning or an exciting project my teacher assigns. The nice thing about technical education is that it's all hands-on learning, which is different from most classes. It doesn't even feel like I'm going to school with how fun and creative the teachers can be. Our classrooms range from a broadcasting studio for radio TV communication students to a medical training room for the health science program. My teachers aren't just assigning busy work, but lifelong information that I can use after high school. My teachers teach with a purpose, to show the knowledge and experience needed for a certain career. Career in technical education isn't just teaching, it's guiding. It's mentoring young students who want to learn firsthand from their mentor and role model. Go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE. Be part of the investment. Teach CTE.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Garrett Mitchell lead things off in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rice still out there on the mound for the Diamondbacks, and the first pitch is a swing and a miss for Garrett Mitchell. It's 0-1. 16-9 Arizona. Rice, the lefty, kicks and delivers the 0-1, and that is fouled over near the on-deck circle. It's 0-2. Did we get a final tally on the base runners?
I have been counting by hand for the last 5 minutes.
You're touching all the fingers on your hand.
Yep. The correct total up to the minute, 46 base runners tonight.
Wow.
25 have scored.
0-2 is over but low. It's one ball and two strikes. Think how hard it is to have more base runners in a Cactus League game than people that actually played. I mean, that's really hard if you think about that. 1-2 pitch is high, two balls and two strikes. I mean, you figure 18 on both sides, and then probably, early in spring training, you might get nine pitchers. Maybe 10, depending on how things go. 2-2 pitch is a fly ball into shallow center. Racing in is Caldwell. Racing out is Torin. It'll be Torin to make the catch. Backpedaling out into shallow center for the first out. One away now for Eduardo Garcia. But, yeah, I mean, so that's another 18 20, so you're sitting at 36, 38 that play in most spring training games. Pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. That's a pretty big number to surpass in terms of base runners in a game, but we have blown by it here tonight.
Absolutely, and there have only been two home runs, those two homers in the very first inning.
Swung and fouled off of Garcia, and it's nothing in two. That's more than 36, though. Because you're going 18 on both sides. See, math always gets me every time. So you're at 36.
And then all the
And then
pitches.
Maybe another 20. So you're at 56. Probably, give or take. Somewhere in the 50s in terms of number of players in a game. 0-2, swing and a miss. Garcia strikes out. It'll be the catcher Garcia to throw to first and complete the strikeout as he scooped that out of the dirt. And there's two away now for Isaac Collins. So, and we are at 46?
Yes, sir.
Base runners?
There have been 32 hits, 13 walks, and one person reached on an error.
So, we're not going to get that. We're not going to surpass the number of players. First pitch to Collins. Missed inside. It's 1-0. It would be so hard to eclipse that. Because basically what you have happen is every guy that plays has to reach. Bouncer back up the middle. Backhanded. Bobbled for a moment by the second baseman, Valdez. He recovers and throws to first in time. The Brewers retired in order here in the bottom of the eighth inning. But then they'd also have to account for the 20 pitchers, too. So about half of those guys have to reach twice. 16-9 Diamondbacks. We're doing hypothetical math equations right now as we go to the ninth inning on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Grab your spot for Brewers action with a mini ticket plan on sale now. Score a 6-pack or a 12-pack of tickets featuring big savings of up to 25% off the single game rate, plus great seats. Get yours now at brewers.com/ticketfinder. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Drum roll, please.
Carb Bliss is here with refreshing new flavors.
Introducing their Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. Let the summertime flavors of blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, and grapefruit whisk you away from the winter blues. New flavors, same great Carb Bliss perks. Every handcrafted cocktail still has zero sugar, zero carbs, and just 100 calories. Find the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack in store wherever Carb Bliss is sold and enjoy your winter passport to paradise. Grab a pack today and discover why Bliss is more with Carb Bliss.
Jan from Toyota here. Feeling cooped up from winter? Well, now until March 31st is the perfect time for a new Toyota, like Camry, Grand Highlander, and more. So you can get back out there and do the things you love, like hitching up the boat to a tundra for a lake day.
I haven't water skied in a long time.
Live out your spring fantasies with a new Toyota. Come in today.
Go from dreaming it to driving it. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
Right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get 0% interest for up to 72 months. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Nick Merkel takes over on the mound for the Crew, a 16-9 Diamondbacks lead. Aramis Garcia is the batter, and Merkel's pitch is over for a strike, and it's 0-1. We've made it to the top of the ninth inning here in Arizona. A one pitch is a breaking ball, caught the inside corner, and it's nothing and two on Garcia. Garcia with a little look back at home plate umpire Brian Walsh. Merkel kicks and delivers, and that one in the dirt gets away from Miller. It's 1-2. Well, if you haven't tried Pine River Colpack cheese spreads yet, well, you haven't tried the best. It's a fact. It's award-winning. Douse your using a brat in some of that Pine River Colpack cheese spread. You gotta. Sometimes you might have to spread it, maybe take a butter knife. This ball is driven out to left center field, sending Lara way back, jumping, makes a leaping catch up against the wall. Oh, Luis Lara just into this game. And he just provided the highlight of the night defensively. You won't see a better play all spring. Wow! He just came into the game for Garrett Mitchell. We hadn't even told you he was in there yet. And he got back there, and I'm surprised the ballpark held it, to be honest with you. That ball was stung pretty well off the bat of Garcia. So one away, and here's Pena.
Man,
first pitch is outside. It's 1-0.
Would you like to know how old Luis Lara is, who just made that catch?
I think he's 19 or 20.
He's 20 years old. Man, what a catch.
Merkel brings home the 1-0 pitch, and that's in there for a strike. It's 1-1. You know, we talk about these games, and they get out of control, and it's spring training. It's not going to be played with the same precision as a regular season game, and you understand that. But those are the things that make the ninth inning worth it. Ground ball to third. Big hop for Xavier Warren. He throws to first in time, and there's two away. a young 20-year-old like that getting a chance to make that kind of play and make an impression on the organization as he makes the play. That's pretty cool. That's neat stuff late in a game like this that will be otherwise forgotten about by tomorrow. Here's Christian Robinson.
And by the way, he was sitting on the bench doing nothing for 3.5 hours.
Yeah, that's not easy to do.
Garrett Mitchell went 8 innings tonight in the center.
Merkel raises the leg, brings home the pitch, and that's over but low with a curveball. It's 1-0. Pitch. That misses downstairs. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Robinson. 2 outs, nobody on. Top of the 9th inning here in Arizona. A 16-9 Diamondbacks lead. We're getting close to the midnight hour back home in Wisconsin. 20 minutes shy of March 22nd. Pitch missed inside to Robinson. 3-0.
Good luck to Wisconsin basketball tomorrow.
Yeah.
Badgers in the second round of March Madness.
Yeah, Marquette eliminated today, but the Badgers looked good the other day. They got a chance to make a run. Pitch is high, and Robinson will work the walk. So a 2-out walk to Robinson, and now here's Valdez. Another great job by Greg Gard. So lucky in Wisconsin to have so much great basketball. Even UWM has made great strides the last couple of years with Bart Lundy at the helm of that program. Pitch to Valdez is fouled out of play. First base side, it's 0-1.
Watching March Madness, I'm sure a lot of you that still have the radio back on watching it, Fiserv.
Yeah, how about that? North Carolina was there today getting eliminated. A lot of people didn't think the Tar Heels should have been in. Those people were probably right, although they did win the 11 versus 11 game. 1 ball and 1 strike here on Jesus Valdez. And the breaking ball missed low, and it's 2-1.
Pretty neat to have the NCAA tournament regionals being hosted in your home.
Yeah, it's always great. It's always a special thing when you have the first and second round, or second and third round, depending on how you want to say it. Or if you've got the regionals and the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight. Mm-hmm. That's a special weekend, too. Pitch missed inside, 3-1 here on Valdez. Had a chance to be in some cities when those things are being hosted. And, I mean, it's the energy around your downtown for those events, because you have multiple fan bases. 3-1 pitch, rolled foul, and count is full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. You ever at one of those NCAA tournament sites when a Kansas or a Duke or one of those really proud programs that is on top of their game too, you know, a 1 seed or a 2 seed coming in? It's pretty intense. Three balls and two strikes. There goes the runner. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. And the inning is over. Merkel gets the strikeout of Valdez. We go to the bottom of the 9th. 16-9 Diamondbacks on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Looking for the latest in farm equipment and precision agriculture technology? Visit 3 booths, Gritz, Wapan Equipment, and Eden Equipment at the Wisconsin Public Service Farm Show April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. They're bringing top-of-the-line machinery and exclusive show specials. Stop by each of their 3 booths in Hangar C to chat with the teams and learn how working with Gritz, Wapan Equipment, and Eden Equipment will make your farm or business more efficient and profitable. Hangar C at the WPS Farm Show.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Or wherever you get your podcast.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning, a 16-9 Diamondbacks lead. And the new pitcher on for Arizona brings home the pitch and is in there for a strike on Xavier Warren. Kyle Ament. It's through there for a strike. No balls and one strike here on Xavier Warren, who was a draft pick in the 2020 MLB draft. 0-1. Through there for a strike, and it's nothing and two. That is the only draft where I can name all of the selections the Brewers made in the draft. Did you know that?
Everyone?
I can.
All five?
I think I can name them. Yeah, you see, you knew where I was going with that. 0-2. Warren, a fly ball into center. This is playable, though. Caldwell back a few steps, backpedaling, makes the catch, and there's one away. Garrett Mitchell was the first-round pick. I believe Xavier Warren was the second-round pick, if memory serves. I think Joey Weimer was pick number three. No, I got to back up. First pitch to Tyler Black, who's still in there tonight. Takes a strike, it's 0-1. Second-round pick was Freddie Zamora. Shortstop out of Miami.
That is correct.
Xavier Warren was round three. Joey Weimer was either four or five. And Hayden Cantrell was either four or five. I can't remember the...
You had it right there.
Yeah.
Weimer four, Cantrell five. Garrett Mitchell, 20th overall in the first round.
Fouled out of play by Black, and it's nothing and two on Tyler.
You thought you could put that by me, that there were only five rounds during the pandemic?
Maybe. You'd be like, really? You know every draft pick from that class? Check swing fouled back, and it's still 0-2 on Tyler Black.
But naming all five of them off the top of your head was pretty impressive regardless, so kudos.
I almost blew past Freddie Zamora, and then I remember, no. He was the second-round pick. Ament brings home the pitch, and he missed down and away with a curveball. One ball and two strikes here on Tyler Black. One out, nobody on, bottom of the ninth inning, putting the finishing touches on this one here tonight. A night that began with 9,597 in the stands. There is a fraction of that left. Understandable. Here's a check swing right back to the pitcher, Ament. Off the mound, Fields fires over to first, and Black is the second out. So two down now, and instead of Caleb Durbin, who left this game when Filippo Dottori came in the eighth inning, it'll be Dottori to hit here. Filippo Dottori. Ament brings home the pitch, and it's high with a fastball. It's 1-0. Lot of action in this one here tonight. One oh pitch. Popped up foul and out of play. And it's 1-1 on Dottori.
The thing I'll take away from tonight was the way the Brewers hit Corbin Burnes early in the game. Time after time. Hard line drive contact. Squaring baseballs.
The 1-1, breaking ball missed inside, and it's two balls and one strike. Yeah, it was some impressive contact against Corbin Burnes tonight. This Brewers offense, for the most part, has been pretty relentless down here all spring long. Take it for what it is. 2-1 is high, three balls and one strike. You know, we always say grain of salt and take it for what it is. But look, you'd rather come down to spring training and play good than bad. I mean, when a guy goes 2 for 33 in spring training, you're a little concerned going into the regular season. 3-1 is high, and it'll be a walk for Dettori. So the game extends. And that will get Brewer Hicklin to the plate. You don't panic or anything, but you want to see a guy put some good swings on the baseball before he breaks for the regular season for sure. And really, you look at the Brewers lineup, the probable guys that you're going to see in there in the regular season, it's pretty impressive numbers-wise so far. There goes the runner. Pitch goes all the way back to the backstop. Big turn by Dettori, but he'll stay at second base. It's defensive indifference, so no stolen base. And no wild pitch as well. One ball and no strikes here on Brewer Hicklin. Number 93, Yannick Walther. 1-0 pitch. That missed outside. Two balls and no strikes. We're also maybe going to set a record for number of players in a game tonight. If Hicklin reaches, we're going to have a pinch hitter for Darian Miller. 2-0. That's in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Although Tyler Black staying in the game kind of throws that off a little bit.
He got the Iron Man Award.
Yeah. 2-1. That is over but low. That didn't miss by much. Three balls and one strike.
You know, speaking of spring training results, you're happy when you do well, but you also don't panic when you don't. And I think that's the case with Freddie Peralta tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, and conversely, probably for Corbin Burns. He was frustrated, but I don't think Corbin Burns in 2 days is going to be thinking a whole lot about this start. Hicklin takes down and away, and he draws a walk. So now back-to-back walks drawn by the Brewers. And Garcia is going to come out and chat with his pitcher here. And we're going to have a conference on the mound. Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound. They have dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall, seating for over 200, full food menu and bar, VIP seating and more. It's a sports betting paradise. As Yannick Walther is going to hit here for the Crew.
This is his first at bat in the Cactus League, Lane.
I know he didn't play in any of the games that I've done because I'd remember Yannick Walther's name. He takes a strike, it's 0-1. He is from Germany. He was born in Germany. How about that? 20 years of age. Takes a strike and it's 0-2. Runners hit first and second, two outs. A 16-9 Diamondbacks lead here in the bottom of the ninth inning. As Ament, working out of the stretch, brings home the 0-2 pitch, and it's a tapper right near the second base bag. It is gloved by Valdez. He will run to the bag himself. And this one is in the books. A marathon of a game with a lot of offense and a lot of fireworks. And the Arizona Diamondbacks win this one tonight in Cactus League play by a final of 16-9. We're back to tell you about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
Hey, ready to sweeten your game? It's time for Quick Trip's Nature's Touch ice cream. Ooh, making moves like the starting lineup of a championship team. Whether you're gearing up for the big game, celebrating a win, or just looking for a sweet break in the action. Chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and more. Yeah, there's no such thing as a bad pick. So why wait? Flavor doesn't scoop itself. Get your hands on your winning Nature's Touch ice cream flavor today. Only at Quick Trip.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Discover your new favorite city,
Milwaukee.
Catch a sunrise over Lake Michigan.
Sip your way through craft breweries.
And dive into a dining scene that's turning heads. From museums and music to thrilling sports teams and buzzing nightlife, Milwaukee delivers all season long.
Good things are always brewing on the Fresh Coast.
The expert guides at visitmilwaukee.org have everything you need to fully plan every detail. Whatever it is you'd like to do in Milwaukee. Plan your trip today
at visitmilwaukee.org.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Citgo, Miller Lite, it's Miller time, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's famous sausage, Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And the Wisconsin Dental Association. Josh, you have just a few totals to go over for us in the aftermath of this one here tonight.
49 base runners ended up being the final total in this 16-9 Arizona Diamondbacks victory. 16 runs, 18 hits. The Brewers, 9 runs, 14 hits. Freddie Peralta gave up 10 runs in his final tune-up before an opening day start in the Bronx next Thursday. He takes the loss to fall to 1-2. 3 hours and 42 minutes to play tonight's game in front of a new season high at American Family Fields of Phoenix. The attendance, 9,597. Lane, I hope you and Jeff have a great call tomorrow as Mr. Quintana takes the ball for the crew.
Yeah, we intend to. It should be a fun one over at Ho-Ho Cam. Always a good trip over to Mesa. Our next broadcast coming your way tomorrow. We'll be on the air with the On Deck Show built by Menards at 2:55. Game will follow at 3:05 back home in Wisconsin. Brewers and A's. Quintana and Jeffrey Springs will go for the Athletics. Until then, I'm Lane Grindle with Josh Maurer and our producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld. Again, the final score from American Family Fields of Phoenix here in Maryvale. It was the Diamondbacks 16 and the Brewers 9. Have a great rest of your March 21st, everybody, for the next couple of minutes back home. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Jones at Addison Jones Real Estate. Whether buying, selling, or building, more people continue to choose the award-winning service and real estate experts at Addison Jones. Thank you for trusting our dedicated group of experienced professionals with all of your real estate needs. Nearly 100 realtors and staff, extremely knowledgeable and with local experience. Visit AddisonJones.com to find your realtor serving Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Waupun, Green Lake, and the Fox Valley.
Call the Movers.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Leaving the White House for the weekend, President Trump defending his administration's use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport over 200 Venezuelans, even while distancing himself from it.
I don't know when it was signed because I didn't sign it. Other people handled it.
The deportations took place despite a U.S. district judge ordering the military flights back to the U.S. at a hearing that the judge vowing to get to the bottom of it all. London's Heathrow slowly resuming flights after a fire cut power to Europe's busiest airport. His family posting that boxing legend George Foreman has died. Not only a world heavyweight champion boxer, but he was also an Olympic gold medalist and a preacher. Later generations would know Foreman from his famous grills sold on infomercials and in stores.
Had a busy day. My lean, mean, fat reducing.